If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. We show up every Saturday morning to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. I show up. I've been in Arizona since 1965. I've built and remodeled in virtually every corner of our great state. I have my son, Romy Romero, who's been in a began apprenticing for me in my remodeling company at the age of about six or seven with a broom. And he's moved up through the ranks and is actually now a certified home inspector and continues to work beside me in helping you, the Arizona homeowner. My sweet wife, sweet Jennifer, is on the in the broadcasting booth with our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch. She takes your call at toll-free at 1-888-767-4348. We find out where you're calling from. Like, we have people on the phone right now from Mesa, the North Valley, Apache Junction, and Tucson. Get your name, where you're calling from, and your question, and then we put you on the air to see how we can answer your problem.
And I just went through the class. I did graduate, but I didn't pay for to activate a license.
Okay.
I'm technically not certified, just...
Okay.
You know,
technical correction.
Yeah.
All right.
Because if I don't correct it now, you spend half the week correcting other people, and guys are in the class with me. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, let's get to the callers that have been holding the longest. That would be Vicki in Mesa. Good morning, Vicki. Welcome to our program, Rosie on the House. How can we help?
Good morning, Rosie and Romy. My husband and I just finished a pretty extensive remodel of a 1975 home, and it turned out great. We're really, really excited. We just got a couple of things to do. And one of those, when you were talking about just coming back from the Las Vegas show, one of the things that we wanted to do is we did a large walk-in shower in our master bathroom and wanted to do one of the barn door style shower doors with the rail across the top.
Okay.
And we're finding that it's much more expensive than we had had an original bid of about $1,200, but it looks like the bids that we've had, the estimates that we've had, are coming in closer to $2,000 to $2,500. So I'm wondering if you saw anything in Las Vegas that would be an alternative. We don't want to do just a shower curtain, but we wanted something fun, and you know, those were interesting to us because they're easy to clean and, you know, that kind of thing. You don't have any tracks, but wondering if you saw anything that would be interesting.
Vicki, I could not believe how many door applications were on display with the barn door hanging, sliding hardware.
You see that everywhere now.
I mean, it has really become
popular. I like
it. It is.
Yeah.
It is. It,
yeah,
it,
we do too.
And it's just money.
But it's just, now, let me ask you this.
It's always easier to say that when it's someone else's.
Right.
Now, did you all serve as your own general contractors?
Well, my husband was a general contractor in Colorado.
Okay.
So we did. We actually had one of your contractors come out and do an estimate, but there was a lot of it that my husband wanted to do on his own because, you know, he was licensed in Colorado. So we did the majority of it on our own. But we just have just these few little last pieces that he's not comfortable doing himself.
Well, so. did he lay the tile in the shower?
No, actually, we did have a tile person come in and do the tile.
Mm-hmm. Usually, those tile contractors have shower door people they work with very close. You might want to check with him and see if he has a referral. Two of the bigger shower door companies here in the Valley would be True View Window and Glass, as well as Arizona Shower Door.
Okay, True View and Arizona Shower Door. Okay.
Neither one of them are Rosie certified, but they've been around a long time and they're good people.
Okay.
And they'd be, as a matter of fact, True View has a pretty extensive showroom right there on the I-10 curve right by the airport and the river bottom. Pretty extensive showroom. You could go and take a look. But that sliding barn door hardware, I'll bet you if I saw one, I saw 20 different manufacturers represented. And one particular door, Romy, was a shower door that was two pieces. and the glass disappeared into the wall. And when you slid one, the other automatically came at the same time. So you only had to operate one door, and they closed in the middle. I thought, now that, now that's cool, baby. Baby, that's cool, man.
The good news about that many different types of hardware is that's going to start bringing the price down.
Could be. Could be. Awful lot of them up there. All right, let's plug through the calls here and get to as many as we can. Thank you, Vicky. Congratulations on your remodel in Mesa. Let's move to the North Valley and visit with Wes, who's been patiently on hold. Wes, good morning. How can we help you at Rosie on the House?
Well, my wife and I are looking to do some renovations. We're the original owners of the home. We've been in here about 20 years and haven't done anything major, just some flooring, things like that. But we've never done a renovation, so we're looking for how do you start to do a renovation, basically.
Jennifer, why don't you give Wes Vicky's phone number? And Wes, why don't you just invite Vicky and her husband over for dinner and y'all talk your way through it? Sounds like they just did a great project. What are you thinking about getting done, Wes?
Well, we want to be able to better use some of the space that we have. We have a lot of open space that we feel we could utilize better. We want to probably turn one of our a guest bedroom into a multiple-use thing by putting in a wall bed. We want to redo the bathrooms, the kitchen.
And what's the vintage of the home? I'm sorry?
20 years.
And what are your major cross streets?
It would be Tatum and Dynamite.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's an awfully pretty area. There are a couple Rosie certified remodeling contractors that serve that area that will just come out and walk through the house with you and just kind of take a look. You know, some of the questions we ask people at these very first preliminary conversations, okay, you already mentioned to it. We ask what's not working. And for you, too much open space, undefined space isn't working for y'all. We ask, how long do you plan on being in the house? What are your objectives in trying to accomplish this? And then we roll out some examples of other remodels we've done in your neighborhood, and we show you what those other projects cost the other homeowners over the process of the entire project. And we just kind of narrow it down as to what do we want to get done. What is our comfort investment level at this time? Many times, Wes, when we meet homeowners, we get this huge wish list. And I always tell the folks, I say, look, we'd like you two to sit down, the husband and wife, we'd like y'all to sit down, and you've given me a wish list of 37 things. Let's decide between the two of you, for both of you, what are the five most important things that you'd like to get done? And let's see what it costs to get those five things done. And then let's have the next five, and we can kind of put a grand scheme together, a master plan of what we want to do over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. We're doing remodels now for homes that are phase 4, 5, and 6 of people we met 8 or 9 years ago, and we're still back there finishing the next phase. That's a way a lot of people elect to get it done. So I would only encourage you to go to rosieonthehouse.com. There is a buyer's guide there on how to shop remodeling contractors. Wes, I promise you, if you follow that consumer alert notice, letter for letter, it will all but absolutely guarantee a successful project. If every minute you put into planning this and selecting and pre-screening and interviewing will save you weeks of agony should you make the wrong decision. So get to rosieonthehouse.com and pull down that consumer guide, how to pick your remodeling contractor. It, in many ways, is changing the entire industry in the state of Arizona because now other contractors are trying to change their way to fit this buyer's guide.
It's going to take longer than you thought, and it's going to be more time researching than you want. Just be prepared for that going in. If you go into a remodeling situation in a rush, you are going to spend a lot longer time fixing mistakes, and you're going to spend time with regrets about not doing this, or if only I'd have found that, or if I'd have gone to one extra showroom and seen this earlier. It's, if you're going to plan on living there a long time, man, take the time. Do it right.
Jennifer and I actually know a contractor from Fort Collins, Colorado, that we were visiting about 2 weeks ago. And he said, yeah, I'm going to take one of my clients to the International Builders Show. And Jennifer and I looked at each other and said, why would you do that? Why would you take a client to a convention center that's 3.2 million square feet and it's filled wall to wall to the rafters with ideas on how to remodel?
We saw them at the end
of
the show.
And then we bumped into them there.
Their eyeballs were kind of knocking together. But I'm going to see if they'll let me talk to them in a week or two and see if they think that was a worthwhile endeavor. To me, the learning curve on so many projects is so deep that you would pick an expert and rely on them to pull out the top three or four.
Well, narrow the choices down from 3 million down to like three.
And you don't even know the right questions to ask about warranties and how hard it is to get the product and, you know, the downfalls. There's a lot of dimension to each product that you pick.
All right.
And there's no contractor that can know that all. I'd be worried that they'd pick out everything I wasn't familiar with. Like, I'm not the guy for your job after all. But
moving through the calls, our number is 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a remodeling project like Wes in the North Valley and you'd like to talk to a remodeling contractor, that's the same number you ring us at Rosie on the House Remodeling during the week. We now have an open line because we've been answering homeowners' questions. If you want to sneak in, now would be your chance. 1-888-767-4348. In the 10 o'clock hour, we have a special guest, Mr. Bob Brown, coming in and talking about the concerns we have in Arizona about the infiltration into our house of radon gas. Kills 20,000 people a year. Let's find out if it's a concern here in Arizona as well. Let's talk about foundation stability in general, as a general conversation, all at 10 o'clock. But right now, it's you, the Arizona homeowner, about your house and your project. Fred, calling from Apache Junction. How can we help you, my man?
Oh, I have a oak exterior door, faces the south, gets full sun till about 1,300 hours.
Yeah.
I've been using teak oil on it.
Okay.
And
how often?
Once a year.
Okay.
Is there something better? Does it need more than once a year?
You know what, Fred? If you're disciplined to the point where you're treating it once a year, I think that is a good plan. The tung oil is a good protective product. It's a penetrating oil. If you're disciplined to keep the wood oiled, that's probably your best bet. I know a lot of painters that I really trust that on those south and west facing wood doors will use a marine varnish. That can, if you don't care for it carefully, can crack and create, you know, kind of a blistered, sun peeling, sunburned look. And if you'll just keep it up with the penetrating oil, I think that's probably the best option you can. Of course, the other option would be call Pella and have them take a look at their factory finished doors that would be virtually maintenance free forever. When we get back, I want to talk to Harriet in Tucson on the topic of windows, as well as Stace calling from Tucson about a block building that leaks in the rain, as well as a call from you, the Arizona homeowner.